Aircheckdownloads.com.
There he is doing his very passable impersonation of the runaway train coming down the track. That's Cliff Richard, a man they call the Peter Pan of pop. Sounding as young as ever, teamed up with Stock Aitken and Waterman. I mean, look what it did for Kylie Minogue. Has to do the same for him. Perhaps he'll end up getting a part in Neighbours. Southwest 103, Tuesday morning tunes. And after the latest from Cliff Richard, I can tell you we're going down memory lane again in a couple of moments' time. I wonder if you can remember what hit a group called the McCoys had back in the 60s, the McCoys. Does it ring any bells with you? We'll find out after a couple of words in your ear and after we talk to the Portland Coast Guard.
Join us on the 4th of November for a marvellous two-day break.
That's all the weather information we have for you today. This is Simon Porter at Portland Coast Guards. For Southwest 103.
Thank you, Simon. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
It's just gone 15 and a half minutes after 8. If you're having to clock watch this morning, if you're about to go zooming off down the salt mine, you have our kindest regards following you wherever you're going. It's really everybody going mad with carnivals, and I hope that the weather, this sort of change in the weather, isn't going to spoil the carnivals for Bridport and for Weymouth and Portland, because they've got theirs going. And Bridport, you heard about yesterday. And last week it was Lyme Ridges, so everybody's gone absolutely carnival mad. And we're going to be hearing about the Weymouth Carnival in about 4 minutes' time. In fact, we're going to be talking to a chap called Kevin Butcher, the man with the unenviable task of being the chairman of the Carnival Committee. A lot of work involved in that. And he's going to be telling us, amongst other things, about an attempt that's going to be made on the speed record for barrel rolling. The mind boggles. Find out more at 20 minutes past 8 as we hear all about the carnival cavortings that are going on down in Weymouth this week. Southwest 103, good morning to you if you've just joined us. It's Breakfast with Bob McCready. These are the McCoys. 1960, that was Peter Sellers and Sophia Loren. Goodness gracious me, wasn't he marvellous? One of our great character actors, a comedy character actor. A sad loss when he went, but all the marvellous things he's left us with that still give us a chuckle to this very day. I love that one. I used to love all the old Pink Panther films, you know, Can I Ever Rim? And all that. And one of the such awful jokes he used to have in those films, which is why I liked it, because it's a bit like the jokes that we do on this programme, because there was one lovely scene where he went into the hotel and there was a dog going at him. And he said, "Excuse me, does your dog bite?" And the man said, "No." And this dog went and chewed all up his arm. He said, "I thought you said your dog doesn't bite." The bloke in the hotel said, "It's not my dog." The news headlines are next.
Sony in Axminster means Axminster Television, Silver Street, Axminster.
East Devon, West Dorset and South Somerset. This is Southwest 103's news headlines at 8:30 with Andy Sinclair.
Aircheckdownloads.com.